Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm going to show you see if I can get that. There we go. Yep, I can get it to go. How about that? Okay, folks, again, a lot of conversation about the raid in Mar-a-Lago of President Trump's home. And absolute outrage, as there should be. As there should be. Without any question, there should be outrage about this raid, no matter what political spectrum you come from. And it's interesting because there are, as I understand it, you know, Andrew Cuomo and some others, people on the other side, so to speak, that are outraged by what the FBI has done, because they understand, look, that if it was done to President Trump, then the establishment, which is the Uniparty, the establishment can do this to anyone and any at any height. If this, again, I've been saying this for several days, since this happened. If this had happened to Obama, if this had happened to Hillary Clinton, and there are calls for why it didn't, why wasn't it done in light of the things that we know they were engaged and involved in? Why didn't it happen? Well, if it had happened, what would have been the response from the other side? But I want to show you, this is the trailer for the Jan 6. If you were watching and of course listening, but if you were watching, you saw the Jan 6 trailer for the Nick Searcy film, which was incredible, by the way, and I really encourage you to watch it. It's like $10 to get it, and it's well worth it. Epic Times has this up. It doesn't cost anything to watch it. If you are a subscriber to the Epic Times, which I happen to be, and I think you probably should be as well, if you want to get some good, clean news and know what's really going on. But I'm going to switch the screen over and, let me get rid of, where is that? There we go. Let me get rid of that. And let me get rid of that. We'll leave that other piece up there. Okay. And now let me play this for you.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They had not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
That last gentleman who said, I'm ready to do whatever God called me to do, actually attempted to save the life of Rosalind Boylan. Rosalind Boylan is a name that you probably won't hear much about. You're not gonna hear mainstream media talking about Rosalind, much at all. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be curious to see. Okay, so there's a little something up here. Rosalind Boylan, how pro-Trump rioter Rosalind Boylan died, according to the New York Times. The family of this woman should probably file a lawsuit against the New York Times for slander. Rioter. This woman was beaten to death by a DC Capitol police officer, and that's on film. I watched it with my own eyes. I watched her be beaten while she was unconscious, lying on the ground. And I watched the man who picked up a crutch and held it to hold back the onslaught of DC Capitol police that had been maligning and beating her so that the crowd could pull her out of there to try to give her some aid. Finally, somebody in the DC Capitol police realized, oh my gosh, this person's in trouble. And they grabbed her and brought her into the tunnel and tried to offer some aid to her. But it was way past time. It was way past time. And my, for the New York Times to put that out is quite terrible. The Daily Beast. No surprise there. Rosalind Boylan, who died in Capitol, quit drugs and fell to QAnon. Here's the thing. However, whatever it was that she might have been believing, and if she believed the elections were stolen, well, guess what? They were. And we know that. Let's see. Okay. You know, they were stolen, sadly. And it is now sufficiently proved. As a matter of fact, my understanding is that Craig Phillips is going to be coming out this Friday with the evidence that's basically going to close the case, seal the case, and clearly identify the elections were stolen. I will potentially be banned, by the way, on social media for having made this statement. I was just banned on social media, and this is really rather ironic. Let me see if I can pull this up for you, for those of you that are watching again. And I encourage you, please do watch our program at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can watch us live there. And I would, you know, love to have you do it. So this is a picture of my Facebook, or I'm sorry, my Twitter screen, and you can see it has the Chosen Generation Radio emblem, where it's no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Pastor Greg, it's at Pastor Greg CGR, follower Yeshua HaMashiach, radio host, miracle survivor, husband, father, grandfather, Trump supporter, biblicist, patriot, constitutionalist, veteran, retweet. I follow back. Let's see. Texas, date of birth, so on and so on. 2,804 following, 1,586 followers. Now, I took that picture last night. It was in place last night, and that was right after they sent me the message that said you've been banned. I just took another picture this morning. And it has the information about me. It has no No back screen with my logo on it at all. That's been wiped out. And then under following, zero. Under followers, zero. The account has been permanently suspended. And you might say, well, Pastor, why was that? Why was your account suspended? What was the reason that they suspended your account? And here's the reason why. We put up a post that said $5 billion paid out for vaccine-induced injuries in 2 decades, but nobody ever casts proper blame in mainstream media, by S.D. Wells. Are you or a loved one suffering from ABV, anything besides vaccines disease? Mainstream media, most doctors and most nurses across the U.S. are suffering from the ABV disease, where no matter what, they can never blame vaccines for any health damage, disease, disorder, or even death. And yet, there are videos out there that will break your heart. Break your heart watching people who get the vaccine, get the injection, and then fall over, in some instances, dead. The boosters and so on. Now there are people who have taken the vaccine that continue to be healthy, and thank God for that. And I pray that they continue to be healthy and that nothing bad happens. But there is certainly enough evidence out there and doctors that are out there that are dealing with this. In particular, some of the high risk events are children, and then women who are pregnant. And Dr. Jim Thorpe, who is a OBGYN, he has, well, way too many stories, hundreds of stories of women who have miscarried because of the injection. So terrible, terrible, terrible. And we need to be watching out. So what are some of the issues then that we have? We have the federal government's direct violation of the Fourth Amendment in what happened at Mar-a-Lago. But again, let's be clear. This is not since January 6th, 2020, where we'd be 2020, January 6th, 2020. Since January 6, 2020, President Trump's experience at Mar-a-Lago, while horrible, while wrong, while all of those things, was mild in comparison to what happened to a number of Americans and what is documented in the Nick Searcy documentary. And what is documented in the January 6th documentary? My cocoa lasses. So, you know, bear that in mind. That this has been going on, and that this administration in particular has been promoting the assault, the political assault, on anyone that speaks out against their agenda. And I was talking with someone last night who said that they're, well, I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Coming up on the program, we're going to have Claire Lopez will be with us. Several things that we'll be looking into with Claire, and along with her will be Rick Manning. We've got China's Taiwan tantrum. It's already backfiring. Putin is pushing army bosses through a meat grinder, and there's a lot of them that are losing their lives. The NATO situation that I talked about quite a bit, and that as an excuse for Putin's behavior, which is just absolutely has no basis in any form of fact whatsoever, because the reality is Putin intended and has intended since he invaded Crimea back in 2014, but you can go back to 2009, you can go back to 1999, and you can see that Putin had every intention of going into the Ukraine and then further going into Eastern Europe and moving in and trying to reestablish the Russian Empire. And you have him trying to empire build, you have Xi trying to empire build. The sad news and the good news. Sad news for them, good news for us. But the sad news for them is that They're not being successful. Their efforts are failing and failing miserably. But that also makes them desperate. And desperation is not necessarily a good place for us to be in dealing with them. It's very similar to what's happening here. My analysis of what's taking place here leads me to believe that what we saw with the Mar-a-Lago situation was really an act of desperation by a group of individuals who realized that they are losing their grip. That people are beginning to wake up and say, wait a minute, just a minute. This isn't what we signed on for. I saw something, gave an indication Ilhan Omar nearly lost in her primary. Let's see. Ilhan Omar primary near loss. Ilhan Omar ekes out House primary win in Minnesota over Minneapolis centrist. And you know, it's interesting. So, this is a article dated the 9th of August by Ursula Perano, but there's a number of articles that are out there. It was closer than she wanted, but progressive Ilhan Omar narrowly defeated centrist Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels in their primary. Samuels ran largely on backlash to Omar's leftist positions, including her support for defunding the police, which has become a hot-button issue in Minneapolis since the murder of George Floyd in 2020, and we've talked a bit about that. And we'll have Miriam back on to talk more about that coming up. But at any rate, bottom line here is that Ilhan Omar barely survived her primary. And that's an indication, I share that with you just as an indication, that people are beginning to wake up and say, wait just a minute, we don't like the direction this country is going. We don't like these radical progressive ideas. We don't want more taxes. We don't want inflation. We don't want to settle for being a third world banana republic. And that's exactly what we were promised. I want you to understand that this is all going back to 2008, but it actually started way before this, and we've talked about this before, all the way back into, you could even go back to, Woodrow Wilson and around the time of World War I. This has been a progression of moving forward, the progressives moving us actually backwards and destroying the United States of America. And Barack Obama said, I'm going to fundamentally change this country. And there are a lot of people who voted for Barack Obama because Barack Obama made some speeches that sounded pretty good. In the same way that Bill Clinton made speeches that sounded pretty good. And so people bought into that. And then there were those that were like, well, you know, we want to have our first black president. Listen, man, Alan Keyes should have been America's first black president years ago. Alan Keyes should have been America's first black president years ago. But the Republicans wouldn't get behind that. And the Democrats, they are the racists. Make no mistake about it. That's why they have Planned Parenthoods in black communities. That's why they fund the murder of 61% of the black American population. Sterilization of the women, destruction of the families from 72 to 75% roughly in 1965 of intact families down to 16%. The Democratic Party is not a friend of the black community. And their actions speak louder than their rhetoric. And they have destroyed that community. Destroyed it. That's why we fight so hard here at Chosen Generation Radio to bring you people like Pastor David Lowry and Project 21 Black Leadership Network and others that are fighting like Reverend Clennard Childress, to save it and to bring truth. I'll be back with more coming up. Claire Lopez joins me, Rick Manning co-host. We got a lot to cover in foreign policy, and then we'll have more about free speech coming up, and we'll also be talking some with Scott Uhlinger, the former station chief, CIA station chief. We'll be talking with him about what he saw in Eastern Europe and how that parallels with what he's watching here as America just drifts into this Soviet-style, communist-style banana republic. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program our guest, Claire Lopez, and also my co-host, Rick Manning. Welcome aboard, guys. Great to have you with me.
Good morning, both.
Hey, Claire, I'm glad to be the designated provocateur here. Good.
Well, we can certainly I really didn't want to necessarily focus our segment on the Trump situation because I've got some other folks that are talking about that. And Claire, I think, I want your expertise when it comes to some of these foreign policy issues, and I sent you several different things, to think about. One of them, and this was something that I mentioned earlier, last hour, Biden signed NATO membership for Finland and Sweden, and a lot of people say, well, that was the whole reason. Putin got into this war, and I refuted that in my statements that I made is a smokescreen because Putin has said he wanted Ukraine and he wants Eastern Europe and he's empire building. And to what Rick was saying as we were coming in about it being a European affair, that's the same thought process that almost cost us the world to a Hitler.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, I do have to agree with you there. This was never about NATO, not even remotely about NATO. NATO has never ever threatened unprovoked offensive invasion of anybody. But it very much is about empire building. It's about globalism. It's about the way that both Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping look at the world, which is without borders, and it should be open, you know, for anyone to cross any borders anytime they feel like it, in the way of warlords of old. And of course, Putin repeatedly has talked about, the biggest catastrophe of his lifetime, the breakup of the Soviet Union. He wants to reestablish as much of that as he possibly can. I think he styles himself after a throwback to Vladimir of Rus or Peter the Great or somebody like that. He very much wants to build empire. So it's not about just Ukraine and Russia. Number one, we're talking about NATO and Western European allies of the United States right on Ukraine's other border, the Western border. The Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, not directly on its border, but also in the bullseye for Putin to take over, although they are members of NATO. Come on down, and you've got, you know, Poland and Hungary and Slovakia and Romania and Bulgaria right on the other side of Ukraine. Putin would not stop with Ukraine were he to be permitted to swallow it.
And he wants to, let's be clear too, he's using this denazification, which is also a lie, but he's using, in the same way that the deep state here in the United States refers to all of us on this call as domestic terrorists. Let's be clear that there's a very significant parallelism between the deep state labeling us and how Putin is—it's all called disinformation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, are there Nazis in the United States? Absolutely, there are. And as a matter of fact, the Supreme Court ruled some years ago that Nazis were absolutely free under the First Amendment to march down the street and wave their despicable swastika flags.
Yeah.
Okay, does that mean that we ought to be invaded? And our cities pulverized and our people slaughtered because we have Nazis and they're permitted to march and fly flags in the United States? Well, of course not. But the other thing is that, of course, fascism died 75 years ago. The remnants might call themselves Nazis, but they have no Third Reich behind them. They have no power behind them. They're not a threat to anybody. But the other thing I was going to mention is that what Putin and what Xi are both after is the destruction of the world order. The current world order, imperfect as it totally is based on the 1648 Treaty of Westphalia, which ended the 30 years horrific war that tore Europe apart, and for the first time codified the concept of a sovereign, independent nation state with inviolable borders. Obviously, you know, honored in the breach as often as not, but that is the world order. That's the world order that we are based on to this day, which Xi and Putin would like to do away with so that they can rampage across wherever they want.
Rick, go ahead. You were going to say something, please.
Yeah, Claire, how do you respond to Zelensky's, the Ukrainian president, saying, oh, once all this is over, we want China to come in and help us clean it up and give us a bunch of money to clean it up. Given what we know about China and their willingness to go around the world and rebuild ports and then take control of those ports, isn't this a, you know, hasn't Zelensky, by making that offer, for which most people don't know he made, and making that call to Xi that nobody denies, hasn't he effectively said to his allies in the West that, you know what, I'm going to do what's in Ukraine's interest, and if Ukraine's interest is to have an alliance with China and turn to China in the future, then that's what we're going to do. And if that's the case, why are we spending a one red cent to keep this guy in power when the net result of him being in power may very well be China having a base, having a naval base in the Red Sea in Odessa and the capacity to actually project power on Europe, putting itself firmly between Russia and Europe, threatening both Russia on the east and Europe on the West. Why should we prop up a regime that's going to do that?
Well, I think that we should be pouring whatever resources we possibly can reasonably, rationally afford to keep Ukraine free and independent. I think that's number one. And if we are lacking in that, if what we are providing is not sufficient in that, then we need to step it up. I don't mean just the United States. I mean all of NATO and other Western allies. I do think it's a mistake for Zelensky to be reaching out to China. For one thing, China's Belt and Road promises, string of pearl promises, are not always kept.
Right.
We'll look at what he's doing in Africa and Latin America, the Caribbean. You know, a lot of that just never ever comes to fruition. And so well may it be with Ukraine, but I think we need to compete.
We need
to offer enough to Ukraine that they don't feel necessary to look to anybody else.
$50 billion of, hold on, that's right.
Wait a minute, no, wait.
Of arms.
Wait, please. Let me just interject this and then you guys go ahead and keep hashing out. First of all, do we know what was actually said in the conversation? Do we really know what was actually said in the conversation? That's number one. Number two, who benefits the most by the West pulling out and China stepping in, keeping in mind that Xi and Putin have had an agreement that we know before the Ukrainian war began to assist one another in their efforts to build both of their empires together?
There's no
doubt that she is in the phone call at all. And again, you know, I would say that the number one objective here is to make sure that Russia is pushed out of Ukraine. That's tops. What comes after that comes after that. And if we, the West, support Ukraine adequately, number one, to push Russia out of Ukraine, number two, to help it rebuild after, then Zelensky doesn't need to be looking to China.
Okay, so the fact that we have at best let's go back to how we got into Ukraine in the first place, and we've had the discussion about this, and it's There's been a civil war in Ukraine since 2014. The Russians have been promoting a civil war from the east. And there, while there's a dispute as to the origin of that civil war, there is Joe Biden's own book says, or he says, that he demanded that the Russian-facing, the Russian-supporting then-president of Ukraine resign after some things occurred during a protest. He called him up and said, your time is up. You need to go. That's Joe Biden's book. You can, you know, read it. It's a, so, and the Russians have been pushing back since then. It flames up when Joe Biden becomes president. It becomes a hot war where Putin invades.
Rick, we gotta take our break. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get more into the origins of this and then our questions. Back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And this is why I thoroughly enjoy doing the program, because there's so much for you, my audience, to learn, and I appreciate the perspectives and the ability to understand. And Claire, I have to say that I agree with you. This is why America's position in the world is so critical.
Yeah.
It's why we can't allow the communists to take over our country. We can't allow the destruction of our military. Our military shouldn't be in the condition that it is in today. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Okay? We got a bunch of queers at the top that are more concerned about sodomy than they are about their actual duty, which is the defense of our country and being there for those allies of ours that desperately need us.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing about Taiwan. With the recent so-called military exercises that Beijing launched around waters surrounding Taiwan, following the visit there of Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week, what's become clear is that the CCP does not necessarily want to launch an assault, an amphibious assault against Taiwan. That would be extremely difficult, and it's our job to make it even more difficult. But what they seem to be turning to now is setting up a blockade around Taiwan, around the waters that surround Taiwan and its islands, other islands. But just as we of the West pour resources into Ukraine from the West to make sure that that country doesn't fall to communist Russia, so with Taiwan, I think we have the opportunity now to make sure that to the east of Taiwan, those waters remain open to us, our American and allied shipping and naval vessels, in the instance that we need to pour resources into Taiwan in the face of an attempted blockade. People may not know, but Taiwan relies 100% on imports for fuel and nearly a like percentage amount for food. So we must make sure that a blockade cannot choke it off.
Agreed. I agree. And, you know, the question that we were discussing in the break is resources. And in a world where there are limited resources, in a world where we have diminished our capacity, military capacity, from being able to fight two fronts to being able to fight on one front, we have to make decisions. And the decisions that I believe we ought to make that are in the United States' interest, and it is a Sophie's choice kind of situation, but there's nobody who can stand up for Taiwan. Nobody who can stand up against the Chinese. It's only us. The Europeans can stand against Putin. And in a Sophie's choice kind of world, we have to put our resources focused on the Chinese, focused on shoring up Taiwan, focused on making certain that we have open waterways. You know, in Taiwan, they can be choked out easily because they don't have fuel or food domestically, but we can be choked out just as easily because we're completely dependent upon Taiwanese chip manufacturing. And so this is a two-way problem. You want to shut down America, shut down the chips. You want to shut, and Taiwan's providing the chips. China knows that. So this becomes a critical threat to the United States and the world. What happens with Taiwan? And so if we're going to spend military resource and we have limited resource to spend, spend it on making containing the Chinese and do the bare minimum is to make certain that Ukraine survives. But if we have to choose between Ukraine and Taiwan, I choose Taiwan every single day.
You know, I think there are probably listeners, viewers for our program today that are thinking, okay, great. What about our southern border? What about pouring some resources down there along the U.S.-Mexican border? They don't think about these places far away. They don't understand. I mean, most people don't understand the ramifications that we've been talking about for Ukraine or for Taiwan. But they are looking at our southern border, wide open, fentanyl, drugs, methamphetamines, pouring across, illegals, criminals, terrorists, terrorists, even those detained in the dozens on the terrorist watch list. That's what a lot of people, I would imagine, who are listening to this are thinking about.
There's no question.
I agree with that.
There's no question.
They're right. And, you know, we could either, the Republicans in the Senate, when they appropriate money, have a choice. They can take the 87,000 IRS, new IRS auditors that the Biden administration wants. And they can say, no, we're not going to fund that. And they can say, we're going to fund Border Patrol. We're going to create 87,000 new Border Patrol agents instead.
Amen. And
shift that resource to where it belongs.
Yep.
Or they can just send the auditors all down to the border and audit every illegal and, you know, and really scare them.
I agree with you. I think that the money needs to be, diverted down to defense of the border. And Claire, thank you for bringing that up. And again, I think that that points out too, but what we have to be careful of here is that we don't suggest that we are one-dimensional in our thinking. That is where the United States of America, as now the lone superpower, or supposed to be the lone superpower in the world, where we have this tremendous responsibility not only to take care of our own shores, which we should be doing and we're not, and then to be looking outwards to our allies. And, you know, part of the reason that we have the issue that we have in Taiwan, and Rick, you bring it up, is because we're not producing our own chips here anymore. We're not making the things that we used to make here anymore. We outsourced, and we did a lot of this between the Clintons and the Bushes and the Obamas. We've outsourced and we've gutted most of our manufacturing to the point now that we're dependent on all these foreign countries, China in particular. And it's a travesty.
It is. And it's a, it's actually one of the reasons why I struggle what to do with 180 billion, you know, the massive spend they did on, the other day on the chip manufacturing bill. What people don't realize is about a quarter of that was actually dealing with chip manufacturing. The rest is pork. We have to create an environment in America where, chips are manufactured here. It's in the national interest, and some things are positive are happening on that. But we're talking 5 years out, and we're dealing in a now world.
We need
to be able to walk and chew gum. We need to be able to plan for the future.
Yeah, let me give
5 years and deal with now.
Let me give that thought to Claire, because Claire, you said something too that I think was very significant, and that is what we did, you know, in 1941. Starting from a cold start that speaks to the American spirit that I believe still exists today, and I know you do too, and that is that all of these problems could immediately be solved if we took the shackles off and turned the American people loose to do what needs to be done.
Well, that would be a big help. Not immediately. It would take time, and we do not today have the manufacturing base that we had back in 1941. We don't have it anymore. That's why they could gear up so fast back then. They had the manufacturing base. We have to rebuild it. But we need to do that. We absolutely need to do that. We need to do it as fast as possible. I know that there were reasons for, you know, free market capitalism and labor cost savings for outsourcing our production, but
people.
It's become a national security threat now.
Yeah.
And as Gordon Chang often says, we need to decouple from China, bring that manufacturing back home. Whatever incentives, tax incentives are necessary, Congress appropriate that.
And we need to start also, we have essential minerals that are necessary. We used to have massive control of that. We have them right here. But the environmentalists cut us off and they put laws in place to stop us from gathering those things together. And those bans need to come off as well so that we start becoming that nation that we can and should be. We're out of time. Thank you both so very much. I greatly appreciate it. We will be back with hour number three coming up. Free speech. We'll talk about that. And a biased media coming up right after this.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a defense department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate. And
thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.